Welcome to selfdiscoveryradio.com. With over 1,400 shows, we have the answers for you. Enjoy your listening on selfdiscoveryradio.com. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Choose Positive Living. I'm your host, Sarah Troy. My guest today is J.D. Allen. Life is happening for you, folks. This is what he says. It's not happening to you. Life isn't out to get you. There isn't a conspiracy to bring you down. Life is happening for you, and you've got to be able to open up your eyes and all of your senses and pay attention to all those signs that are giving you all the possibilities that you need in life. So he says it's the why that is missing to connect the dots, to heal our world and expand our thoughts. He is a transformational thought leader who has inspired thousands of people. Through his books, talks, seminars, and videos, he shares tremendous insight and understanding into the purpose of life, the journey, and the evolution of the soul, and how we can be loving and conscious participants in the divine, perfect plan. His teachings not only connect the dots, but more importantly, connect, unite, and transcend all major religions, science, and spirituality with the awareness of universal law of life. So let's find out what this universal law of life is. And I'm so pleased to see people talking about the soul. That's your divine connection. It's that intellect that connects you. You know, that sense of knowingness, that gut feeling. And so many people leave out the soul. That's your connection, folks. That's where you get everything. So we've got to make sure that that soul is in on the equation. Welcome to the show, Jay. And first and foremost, I want to thank you for bringing about the evolution of the soul. So many people do not address the soul, that beautiful divine connection and intellect that guides us. They talk about the heart and the spirit and constantly about the head, but nobody addresses the soul. So thank you for doing that, because if we're not aware of that, we're not aware of our journey, because it's our guidance, it's our compass. So thank you and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that, and I appreciate that acknowledgement. Like you said, there's a lot of people talk about the mind, which is great, because we need, well, there's a lot we have to learn about that and how we access the rest of that and the body. But I think, like you say, the soul is the journey, and thank you for that.
It most certainly is the journey, and people kind of get really stuck up in their heads, and I think this is what happens, you know, when they think that, you know, life is out to get them. It becomes a thought pattern, you know. Life must be out to get me. It's there to trip me up. Life doesn't like me. You know, nothing's ever good going to happen to me. And that is not the soul or the heart spirit talking to you, because they can only talk truths and love. This is purely the head talk, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is. And that's just from, you know, this is part of the teaching. What I'm trying to get across is this idea that life knows exactly what it's doing, and life is happening for you. And it's not out to get you, in the way that life is preparing you for this human to divine transition. And so the lessons that you need to learn, the issues that you need to heal, they're all going to keep coming up, and that life is serving your soul's highest good. And if you knew that life was serving your soul's highest good, there'd be no such thing as a bad thing, would there? And, I mean, how many times in your life have you seen, Sarah, where things that were addressed as problems actually turned out to be great blessings once everything unfolded?
Well, actually, I mean, in the over 1,600 shows that we have here on the station, I would say a good 90% of the people have had that journey, you know, where something came along. For some people, they received the kiss on the brow of redirection.
That sounds so pretty.
But an awful lot of people had to go for the hatchet in the head before they realized, I need to take a different path. But even with that, you know, of near death or dying or losing a loved one or losing everything in life, even that they're still grateful for, because the path they're on now, which is truly true. Sorry, folks, we had a drop in the call there right now, so we'll continue with the conversation. But I was just saying, each one of these people now are living a life of meaningful purpose. They're living in their truth. And every single one of them said they wouldn't have changed a thing, even though what they've gone through has been, in many, many cases, totally horrific, because they've learned so much about why they're here, what their purpose is, and what their passion and love is.
Mm. Exactly. And just think about it, Sarah, without the illusion of pain and death and disease, how would we learn?
Yeah, exactly. And
How would
that's
life get our attention?
right. I mean, it's, how would we know what our strengths are? How would we know how courageous we are? How would we know how awesome we are if we're not willing to take the journey of life?
Well, I mean, I look at it too. I mean, we think that evolution is pretty slow as it is,
Yeah.
right? I mean, think how much slower it would be without death, without pain, without this illusion of dis-ease. I mean, without that feedback, it would be even slower. And some of the people I know, they've made the greatest spiritual progress just when their life was in jeopardy.
Yes.
That's when life finally said, "What, you talking to me?"
Yeah, exactly. The channel is now open. I'm ready to receive. Yes.
Yeah, and life's like, "I've been yelling at you for years,"
Yeah.
and it's very interesting that way.
I mean, we really do get in our own way, don't we?
Yeah, and there's a point where it's sort of ignorance or naivety, and then there's a point where with all that getting to get understanding. And one of the things I like to sort of introduce to people is that you're here, right? You have this magnificent body, which is the greatest temple that's ever been created, and that's been told by every major religion. You have this incredibly designed, universe and this nature system, and the way everything is so intelligently created. And you notice how these lessons, they keep coming back, and issues that keep, like, life knows what it's doing. And with all that curiosity, just to figure it out, just to be a student of it and say, well, what am I here for?
I mean, when you're reading a book, it would be rather boring, if it was the same old story from one page to the other in each chapter. We have to look at our lives as being a book, doesn't it? And each chapter is, a different phase in our lives. And we really want to be able to look back on our own book and go, hey, God, that was exciting. I really got out there and lived.
Yes, I agree. And I was when I was 18, I was given 15 months to live, and I wish that upon everybody, just for the idea to have that sense of urgency, where you don't have time for the frivolous. You don't have time to spend years wasting your life in a certain direction.
Yes.
You're like, all right, I gotta get right to the point.
Yeah,
What's going on here?
and something like that really does force you into that where that life or death, do I want to live? Well, in that case, I have to step up and get
Yeah.
on with it.
And that's what I find it curious too. And I like to ask people, how would you respond? Would you create a bucket list? Would you do what the doctor told you to do? Or would you go inside yourself and find a place that maybe you didn't even know was there? And I could feel with every fiber of my being, every fiber of my soul was telling me I was going to be fine, that this was happening for my highest good, that life was preparing me, getting me on path for my soul's work, my soul's mission. And that I needed to, I needed this sense of urgency to get beyond the mind, to get beyond the body, to go deeper, right, to the very cause, to the source. And from there, everything else would fall into place.
And the interesting thing is, they always say an illness or a disease, whatever, is going to hit you in the part of the body that has the issue. And the fact that you actually had a brain tumor is that, you needed to get out of your mind and kind of, ignite the soul, heart, and spirit and kind of find out what life is all about and get on with it, follow the path. So even when things hit us, they're going to hit us exactly where the issue is, isn't it?
Oh, I love the way you connect the dots on that, and it's absolutely, and it's getting out of our head. And there's so many people that there's so much in their head, and it's all they know. That's their normal. And then to get out of the head into the heart, and then to find out that we access the rest of the mind through the heart,
Yes.
and we can open up to all kinds of wisdom and love and presence that we can't even access through just simply the mind.
Well, we have to.
And
Oh, sorry. Yes, go ahead.
no, I was just saying it's just such a perfectly designed system, and that once we understand how it works, then there's no dis-ease. The ease becomes our normal, and the flow and the effortlessness, and that's what we're, part of the message trying to get out there. Let people experience what they've been designed and created for.
Yeah, and you know, as you say, you know, stop fighting it. You know, I think it's being aware. You know, it's the journey of self, and Self Discovery Radio is all about that. Is being willing to be aware and understand. You know, you, your complexities, your simplicities, the simplicity of life, and how to tap into it, making it easy, not making it difficult. And I mean, and one of the things is we need to understand is the brain is your CPU, it's your hard drive. And that your mind is your programming, right? Now, if a computer is running on old programming, it's going to run slow. It's going to be subject to viruses. It's going to screw your computer up left, right, and center. Well, hello, folks. If you're still running on some programming that you that was given to you by your parents or by society, by the teachers, by your religious leaders, and you know that that program isn't working for you, press delete. And try a different program.
that would make what do they call that? Common sense, right?
Yes.
And it's just that, you know, I came from a background where I was an athlete. I was a hockey player, and you know, as an athlete, your success depends on your preparation and conditioning. And you couldn't imagine playing a game if you didn't understand the purpose of the game, you know, the game plan and the system to give yourself a chance to accelerate, to, you know, reach your highest potential. And as an athlete, I often, you know, you hear about an athlete getting into the flow,
yes,
right? You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and as an athlete, when you're actually in the flow and everything slows down, and everything becomes easy, and it's almost like you're witnessing it, and it's like this, it's like so cool, and then you're and there's no thought at all, there's no mind,
right?
Like none, you're just fully present. And then when you're in that place, I mean, you're like, okay, now I want to live here.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to experience this every once in a while. I want to live here. And imagine if we could experience that flow and infuse that with unconditional love and trust, with access to divine wisdom. That is the normal. And when that becomes our new normal, that's when we'll see in this world there will be no more dis-ease. There will be no more war. There will be no more discrimination. That will be something that we look upon like the earth being flat. Like, wow, we really did that for that long?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what were we thinking?
we were too much in thought. That's the trouble, because every time you ask yourself a question and you come up with an answer, it only poses another question. And you can go round and around and round. Whereas if you invite the heart, soul, and spirit into the conversation with their own intellect, now you're getting a more rounder picture. I call it the knowingness. When you listen to your soul, the divine intellect, that then resonates with your heart in passion and compassion, it goes to your spirit into action. Your mind knows what it needs to know at the time it needs to know it. And that is getting not going from your head down. It's going from your soul up. Remember, this is programming. All the data you know is in there. And your soul, heart, and spirit knows how to access what you need to know in that moment. And so we're making things more simple, aren't we? Instead of over-complexing it with an intellect that really is just programming.
Right, and that's what dis-ease is when we make life difficult, right? When
yes.
we're out of alignment with our divine nature. And so when we're out of alignment, just like if we don't live in alignment with the law of gravity, there's going to be consequences.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be impact. It doesn't mean life is out to get us. Life isn't trying to hurt us. The problem isn't life. The problem is us living in alignment. If we ignore the law and we pretend it's not there, or we try to get away with stuff, it's going to give us feedback to say, hey, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And this law of gravity is out to serve you. It keeps you grounded. Without it, you're not here. So everything has a purpose, and it's serving your highest good. And when, you know, Jesus said, thy will be done, Buddha called it non-resistance. It's, you know, in today's world, we can call it going with the flow, trusting the process, mm-hmm. you know. And once we do that, then we have access to more than our just our conscious or subconscious mind. Then we have access to the divine mind. And then that's when all the good stuff.
Yes.
And that's how we can truly serve others and to serve the world, when we're coming, when we have access to much greater wisdom and knowledge than our limited reading or conscious or subconscious learning, you know?
I love, you know, what this new Pope, I mean, you know, right on, you know, he's a Pope of today. And you know, like he says, it's all faith should be based in love and kindness. And, you know,
they are.
And they are. It's the human that came along and decided, I'm going to make this a tool. I'm going to make this a control factor. And I'm going to, you know, misdrew it to serve me. And not serve, you know, the powers that be, but, you know, serve source. We are the ones that get in our own way. We are the ones that complicate things. We are the ones that screw things up. Because, you know, we put in ego and greed and power ahead of soul and source.
And on the other side, that's exactly why we're here, is to make that transition, to make that transformation from the human to divine. So these life lessons and understanding the ego, understanding how it works, and understanding that it serves a purpose too. Without the darkness, we can't find the light.
Yes.
I mean, without the duality, you can't achieve oneness. So everything, it's like I like to use the analogy of a dimmer switch. Every part is essential. Mm-hmm. Without one phase, you can't get to the next phase. And so there's no more duality of right or wrong or good or bad or better or worse. It's all good. And it's all part of the process. And once you understand the process, then you can participate in it consciously and deliberately and see that, oh, this is magnificent. What a ride. And then you're not limited just to the human experience. You realize that you're a divine being and you can have a divine experience if you're open and available.
Exactly.
And you can have access to so much more than, you know, living like the world was flat, thinking that's all there was.
Well, it's being open and available. That is the thing. Again, you know, we're creatures that get in our own way, and we're here to learn. And there's the tap on the shoulder. There's always the signs around us. there is always something there to guide us forward. But, you know, we became a society that was, you know, a fight or flight, fear-driven, control-driven. And people became so wrapped up in this fear that kind of they're almost born that way. And they live their lives that way. But if you really get down to the nitty-gritty, which I have in my coaching with people, what are you really afraid of? And the big question comes up is fear itself. They can't really attach the fear to anything. It's that they've been so conditioned to be fearful, they don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah, they've grown up in that environment for many people. I mean, look at the idea. If you knew life was happening for you and always serving your soul's highest good, what would you be scared of?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's absolutely be nothing to be scared of because it's always serving your soul's highest good. And if there was nothing to fear about death because it's just an illusion, because without this illusion of death, how on earth would you learn? How on earth could life get your attention? And I've seen so many people make such incredible spiritual growth and awakening just when their life was on the line.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, they have these massive breakthroughs, and they're like, why did I wait so long? And I'm like, life was, you know, life was trying hard, man. It was trying hard to get your attention. But you were stuck in that fear, or you were stuck in that trying to get consciousness, where you're trying to achieve approval or validation or recognition, and you're trying to, you know, you get caught up in this whole ego journey. And then all of a sudden, wham, life gets your attention. And then we start going, wow, there's something bigger and special going on. It's really a magnificent transformation.
Yeah, we've got to decide not to be sheeple. You know, just because it has always been doesn't mean it's still meant to be. You know, I had a conversation with my son last night. Made me a beautiful dinner, and we were talking about a particular show I just did on vibration. There was a beautiful video out there that shows, you know, a metal plate where they put the sand on and they turn the frequency up, and it keeps changing beautiful patterns of mandalas. At the higher the frequency, the different the patterns, and it just shows, you know, we are that frequency. We are those vibrations, and when we turn them up and when we raise them and we resonate on a better vibration, which is goodwill towards man, love of self, a kindness, you know, we're resonating that out to each other, and that transcends fear, that transcends anybody else's control. But I think one thing that is something that humans, not human beings that have embraced the spirit, but humans are having a hard time with, is taking ownership over their lives. They've given themselves up to everything, government, church, family, dictatorship. You know, and but your life is only going to be of quality if you step in and participate in your life, invest in your life, and make a decision that your life is yours, along with that partnership of the divine, and here for a purpose.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I use that expression that I meet a lot of people who don't know that they don't know.
Yes.
But they think that they do know. So they don't, their reference point and is just very limited. And then life gets their attention to expand that reference point so they can see the world through a different lens. And, you know, often people, it's like they're in through, but they don't know. They think they're in university, even know that they're the grade four. And then life has to work really hard to get their attention through problems and what come across as difficulties.
You're cutting out there, love.
To help out. There you go.
Oh, got you back. Yes, got it.
Okay. And just how that and life gets their attention, and then all of a sudden they have a breakthrough, and they're like, oh, now I get it. I'm like, well, now you're at grade four. You know, like, now it's time to stay open and available so life doesn't have to work so hard to get your attention. And then once it doesn't have to work so hard, then you can really do the whole alignment thing. And that's when you're working, you know, in harmony.
Yes.
And that's that idea of the harmonic resonance, that your diet, I mean, even like people, I meet people, you know, having issues trying to lose weight. And it's like, well, if you raise your vibration, the food that you want to eat will be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to change your habits and behaviors is very difficult. With the same vibration, with the same consciousness.
Yes, exactly. You know, you can't make changes in the same old. You know, you have to be willing to step out of your pattern and create a new pattern. And you could do that by changing that frequency. And I think one of the other things about human society is, and especially older generation, is this permission to place value upon themselves. You know, we've been brought up that we're here to serve others, servitude, a sacrifice. You know, who do you think you are, placing importance upon yourself? And it's, you know, it's been something that the older generation needs that permission. No, it is okay for you to place importance upon yourself. You need to invest in you. You need to become abundant. You need to love yourself, because that's when your cup runneth over and serves everybody else. If you're depleted, you're not helping anyone. So you are entitled to be full of love and abundance and joy and health in life. But they needed that permission because of the way they were brought up.
Well, that comes back to, like you said before, about the religion and the fear-based mm-hmm. consciousness. And now we're trying to make this transition, this transformation from, you know, the idol, you know, from idolizing the idol to actually idealizing, right? So now, instead of looking to someone else, we look to ourselves, because we see, just as Jesus said, you know, everything I can do, you can do, and even greater things than I.
Yeah.
And it's that idea that, oh, he showed me what and how I need to do it, not for me, right? So he didn't do it for me. I still got to do the work. And that's why you're here. And this is your training ground. And life is designed and set up perfectly to prepare you and to work with you to make these, you know, to learn these lessons and heal these issues, to have this breakthrough to this Christ consciousness, where there is no more separation.
Mm. And of course, religions for a very long time were the only connection to divine. You had to go to church, you had to listen to them, right? You know,
does that sound funny?
Yeah, it does. You know, like, I need to go and connect to the universe. But it was the only channel, you know, and then we got internet, and now we have a direct source, right?
I talked to somebody last week, and they told me they were going to a retreat to, you know, to be closer to God. And I was laughing. I was going, I don't think he can get any closer than he is right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, you know, it's not for him to be with you. You know, it's for you, and that means wherever you are.
Yes.
And so, you know, it reminds me. I know when my dad passed away, my mom used to call me and tell me the TV was broken, and because she wasn't able to use the remote. And I'd say, Mom, the TV works perfect. It's like, the problem's not the TV. The problem's you. You know, you got to figure this out. And it's the same in life. It's like our connection to the divine. It's always there.
Yes.
It's always available. 24/7. That's not the
No.
problem.
It's us tuning in
Yeah.
and, switch your channels, get out of your old patterning, open up, raise your vibration, get your mandalas going. And I think this is where, of course, the church, of course, then became a little bit scrambled. Oh my goodness, we don't have these sheeple coming to church anymore that we can dictate to and put the fear of God into. They now have direct access, and they realize that God is pure love and pure kindness, and it's like there isn't conditions. There isn't the "you will go to hell if you don't worship me." When they actually do, touch, quote, the hand of God, they realize it is pure love, and with the love, there can't be that hate.
That's interesting. Some guy, what was his name? Jesus mentioned something about that. And some guy, Buddha and Krishna and Muhammad and Lao Tzu. I mean, there's a whole string of them. And it's that this consistent theme that we have seen throughout the ages, and that the very essence, science hasn't yet discovered it. I know Einstein was right on the cusp of figuring it out, that the very essence of every atom and molecule and subatomic particle is love. It is the intelligent, all-knowing, all-doing force that is the binding particle of all science, of all life. And the very nature of this force is to give. And yet we live in a world that's trying to get. And then people feel disconnected, dis-ease, disconnection. And it's like, well, and once you get into alignment and you see that you're here to serve the highest good and you're here to give your love, not withhold it. When you start to give your love, then you start to access all the, then the door starts to open and life becomes easy and effortless. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, where was this the whole time? And why aren't they teaching me this stuff in school? And when I had 50 months to live, why wasn't this available? This would be really handy. Trying to figure all that kind of stuff of what is the one thing that if I figure this out, everything else is going to fall into place. That's the question that I took with me.
And the thing is about that, is stop looking to your mainstream for it. Don't look to your churches for it. Don't look to your government for it. You don't even look to main media for it, because they're behind the times. If you really want to tap in and know how to have your divine connection, you need to go to what we call the underground movement of awakening spirituality, because it's there, it's happening, it's right around you. And when you learn to tap into what these other people are doing and change your channel, you'll get connected. It's like somebody looking for a healing, and they're going to the doctor, and the doctor does, amputate or a pill, where you go to another healer. Oh, it's just a matter of your energy out of alignment. Let me put your energy back in sync, and there you are. You have to open up your mind to what's there.
You do, and also in a sense, even when I was had my diagnosis and I was given 15 months to live, and going to the doctors was one thing. Going to different modality experts, that didn't do anything for me either. So they wanted to realign my energy. They wanted to do this. They wanted to do that. And I saw most of them had more issues than I did. And so even the spiritual community, I was like, you know what? It didn't feel right. They were still trying to do it. They can't do it for me. They can support the process, but they cannot do it for me. And a lot of them were trying to do it for. It was still coming through their ego. And so it was really interesting that it was about direct access and going right to the source. And how do I get right in there so that spirit can do all the work? And then there's no, we can all support each other the way that we do that by, like you say, fulfilling our highest potential. That's how we support this whole evolution on the planet. Not by changing others, but by lifting our vibration to the highest possible place.
It's, as I say, be an inspiration that becomes an invitation. And you're sharing your story, you're sharing your tools, and people have got some tools and techniques that have worked for them, and they could work for you, but you have to understand their tools. If you're not participant, if you're not using that tool in a way that's going to benefit you, you're not going to get the results that you want. So whatever anybody's got, even if they do shift the energy and go to source, remove some past life things, that's all great. You've still got some work to do yourself. It isn't like I hand my body over, you do it, I walk away. It's like You know, hand my body over. You do what you do, but now I've got some homework to do to make sure I maintain that, or I can now empower my own body to do that. So again, it comes down to that you've got to participate in your own life.
Exactly. I mean, the whole concept is, you know, so you go to, you go to a Reiki healer, you go to a different, all this type of stuff, and then what? It doesn't change anything. You can have a really positive attitude. It doesn't change anything. It maybe makes it a little bit, better for the hour that you're there, but then what? You've got to take it to the next level, and that next level is living it.
Yes.
It's every moment. It's raising that awareness, being aware of the divine presence, being aware of being able to be in that presence and in that zone every moment. And so once you're able to do that, then you see that there's nothing, everything you need, you already have. You're perfectly designed. Life is perfectly set up. Life is supporting your whole spiritual growth. It's a conspiracy. Life is conspiring for you to fulfill your Christ consciousness. And it knows exactly what healer you need. It knows exactly where, and it's trying to give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a lot of people, they spend so much time fighting life, resisting life. I don't want this. They're saying no, 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 no. And they're trying to withhold their love. They're withholding. You can't heal and withhold your love at the same time.
No, no.
The very nature of love is to give. And when we give our love and begin to see God in everyone, in everything, in every situation, there is no disease.
The whole thing is the willingness to open up your mind, your heart, your soul, your spirit to what is out there. And all the people that you meet along the way, there is no happenstance. They're there for a reason. And maybe they're there to shift something. Maybe they're there to teach you something. Maybe they're to hand you a tool.
You'll know.
But the whole point is be open and aware to what that is and pick it up and use the tool. I've got a wonderful woman who's she's a core healer. She goes down to the core and she can kind of really shift that energy and move things out. But the whole thing is, if you don't go away with that awareness, I've been carrying this load around. She's shifted the energy, but now I've got to go into my memory bank and delete that. If not, that pattern is still going to continue.
And the way that we delete that, like you say, is to shift our lens of how we experience it. Where before they saw it through a fear of like, oh, that happened to me, this person did this to me, and to realize that that person did that for you, unconsciously or not. Everything in your life is happening for your soul's highest good.
Mm-hmm.
You are not a victim. It is not happening to you. Life knows exactly what it's doing, and some of those issues and some of those skills that you learned during that experience are preparing you for your soul's mission. It is a perfect spiritual system set up perfectly to help you fulfill your soul's mission and your highest Christ potential. So when we see it through that lens, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to resist. There's no anger to have. There's no anything to withhold. So it removes all anything that can create dis-ease. That makes sense? So
100%.
When we see it through this lens of perfection, all of a sudden we become a tool. We become the tool. We become the vehicle. We become the service. Everything is flowing through us, and every person you meet, you know exactly what they need to serve their highest good, because your intention is in alignment with the divine intention. That's that harmonic resonance, and that's the ease, that's the flow. And it's like, Jesus, I've been able to communicate on multiple dimensions, and my reality and normal is quite unique and wonderful and actually quite normal. But Jesus told me that many of the people he healed, the illness came back, and it didn't come back as a punishment. It came back because was serving their highest good.
Yeah.
That was because they still had the work to do.
Yes. That's the point.
So it wasn't punishment. They still had the work to do. They can't get away with it. You can't get a fast track. if you haven't learned the lesson or healed the issues, they're going to come back, and not to hurt you, so you have a chance to heal them.
And the whole point is, whatever you're given, that is actually what you're meant to be doing. Like, if you had the heart attack, then your purpose is to deal with the heart. To you, it was the brain tumor. So it was all about changing the way the thoughts happen and the way people perceive things. You know, for other people, maybe they were a victim of rape or abuse, and for them it's now to be that advocate for the abuser to empower their lives again. Whatever happens to us is actually the surface of our meaningful purpose. And if we haven't gone through it, how can we have empathy or understanding for the people we're trying to help? The reason you went through it was to give you those tools so that you can help the people that are going through it.
Exactly. So that's the perfection of this whole intelligent spiritual system. And that if we understand this, what is there to fear? There is nothing to fear. If everything is serving our highest good so that we can serve the highest good. And so imagine when Buddha figured that out, he called that non-resistance. That if you want to enter into the light, you have to trust the process and you have to go with the flow. That was the non-resistance. It's like, oh, I can't be in the flow and fight life at the same time. I can't be in my head and access that divine flow at the same time. Jesus called it thy will be done, meaning trust. Without trust and without giving your love, you can't access all the good stuff. And so it's just, you know, it's understanding that we have to live it. And that's the part where life is really knows what it's doing. And this is the part where I'm saying to people, it's happening for you. You know, and I, sometimes when I speak in churches or spiritual centers and they're praying for protection, I sometimes I have to go like, what are you actually praying God to protect you from? You know, if God is everywhere and God is happening for you and life knows what it's doing and it's serving your highest good, what are you asking God to protect you from? God protect me from God? Yeah. I don't know. Like, what?
Yeah, like if your resonance is high, that there is your protection. You're already riding in love.
You already are. Yeah, your protection is in your willingness to give your love, giving your love unconditionally with pure intention of serving the highest good is your protection.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's a lot of reference to light and darkness. And, you know, I've been in the darkness and it took me a while to come back out into the light. But it isn't about going into the bright light because it can blind you. It's about having your shadows. Because if you look at the darkness, it's your contouring. It's your light. We need the night and day. We need the yin and yang. It's how to find a balance and peace in both. I love going into the dark now. I see greatly in the dark. And when I'm in the light, I see the shadows that I need to see, because that becomes the shapes of my understanding. So it's, again, there isn't about the be-all or the end-all or the one or the other. It's about the marriage. It's about the balance. It's about the harmony of being in sync with each other.
Oh, that's beautiful. I just love the way you just said that. And that's what I try to, you know, without the duality, we can't find the oneness. Without the darkness, we can't see the light. But what happens when we turn the light on fully? What happens to the darkness?
Yeah.
It goes away.
Yeah.
Right? We make the transition, that transformation from the darkness into the light. But we need both, and both are essential. So that's what I call the, you know, making that transition from the duality, in the sense that there is no more good or bad or right or wrong or better or worse. It's all good because it's all happening for us. And when we fully shine our light, that's all we see.
Now this,
and so
this,
it's perfect.
There's something else. I just interviewed David Essel, who wrote, collaborated with a book called, you know, Is Positive Thinking a Hoax? And, you know, a lot of what's happened with this positive thinking and affirmations is that people have gone and sent their order out to the universe and waiting for Amazon to deliver. And, you know, and it's, you know, what it's meant to mean is that when you live in a positive thought and you become invitational in your vibration, you are affirming what you want the universe to give you. But what the universe is going to give you are the tools for you to make it happen, not for you to sit and wait for a delivery.
Well, it's even not even, I mean, I come from a whole other world. And because, I mean, when you got 50 months to live, I mean, who cares about positive thinking?
Yeah.
It's not going to change. It's not going to change anything. I'm going to die with a smile on my face, a fake smile. Wow, good. That's exciting. You know, and we have a lot of people in the spiritual communities and stuff. They have this idea that life is a blank canvas and they can manipulate the universe any way they want to give them whatever they want. And, you know, I'm going to do my vision board. I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to attract the things that I want. And I'm like, yeah, but that's not why you're here. You're not here to get. You're not here to collect. You're here to fulfill a higher Christ potential. And life is serving your highest good, not what it thinks that you want from your ego's needs and desires for approval and validation, but it's serving your soul's highest good to express itself in, as, and through you. So when people are doing this positive thinking to get from life they're out of alignment.
Yes.
And then we hear that ancient, how long that expression, be careful what you ask for,
Because
if it's not in alignment with your soul's highest good, life is going to give it to you just so you can see, so you can learn the hard way. So it's like, how do you want to learn? Do you want to make this easy or difficult? It's totally, life is going to love you and adore you and appreciate you and support you no matter what. And it's going to do it with a sense of humor. Believe me, if you don't know yet that life has a great sense of humor.
Yes, exactly. Good old Mr. Murphy and Murphy's Law that keeps coming around. That's the sense of humor, right?
Jesus used to tell me all the time. He used to tell me all the time, lighten up.
Yeah.
If you want to be enlightened, you need to lighten up. And the dark and all this stress and all that stuff, it creates this wall of separation.
Absolutely. And where does that come from? That comes from us overcomplicating everything. Just simplify, folks. Just simplify.
Well, just being in the head.
Yeah.
And that's the idea. The head, the ego, that's where the ego lives, is in the head. And that's where the separation, and that's where life is difficult, life is hard, and always trying to tell the universe what we want. And I would laugh at times when the people pray because they're praying to God like God is stupid. Like God has no idea what they need, and, and I find it quite, do you think, look at this universe. Look at this body that you have. Look at this, how the lessons come back. Do you think God doesn't know exactly what you need?
So it's really get out of your own way and let him deliver.
Well, what I'm trying to get across to them is he already is delivering right now.
But
you are exactly where you are. You don't even have to ask.
Yeah.
How many times did you hear Jesus ask? It's giving thanks. It's where you are right now is exactly where you need to be. And dealing with the stuff, it knows what it's doing, folks.
Yes.
And so stop asking for something different than what is.
People say
and
to
embrace
me, what is spirituality? And I said, well, take a deep breath. Let it out. Feel the harmony that you're in that moment as that breath leaves you. The peace that you're in. That simple tranquility. There is nothing that exists at that moment other than that beautiful breath. That is the simplicity, that is the love. And if people took a breath, if they got out of their head, if they attached to their heart, soul, and spirit, and tapped in, they would have all the answers, all the knowingness they need to have. But what has happened is that we have intellectualized everything instead of understanding that everything has its own intelligence. Everything.
Well, like you and I were talking before, is how, I used to wake up at 4:30 in the morning in the deep stillness with access to this great divine wisdom and this great understanding and clarity. And then when I would go on stage to speak, if I was in a place of total trust, so I didn't go with a memorized talk, or I didn't go with this is what I'm going to talk about, da 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 da. If I went with the pure intention to serve the highest good, and I was giving love as I walked on the stage in total trust, the most amazing stuff would come through me. And it would like a whole hour would go by just like a meditation, just like being in that flow as an athlete. And it was just so easy, so effortless. And everybody would come up to me, and the people would be crying, they'd be laughing, and they would come up to me like, you were talking to me. And I'm like, yeah, I was. It was just like, and then my whole thing was, okay, I want to live in that space. I don't want to be there just when I'm on stage. I don't want to be there just at 4:30 in the morning. I want to live in there 24/7. And somebody asked me once, well, how do you know you're there? And I was trying to think of a good metaphor. And I said, well, how do you know you've had an orgasm? If someone was talking about it and they read a lot of books about it and they had a lot of certificates about it, but if you actually had one, you'd know if they had one or not, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Like, it's an experience.
Yeah.
It's a whole being experience. And I said, you can feel this life-causing, life-giving force moving up and down your spine. Your whole temple becomes fully alive, and it's coming out the top of your head, and your third eye opens up, and the lens you see the world through completely changes. You see God and perfection everywhere, and everyone, and everything, in every situation. And I'm like, you don't have to wonder if you're there. you will be like, oh, there won't even be words invented. Any word would be far too limited to be even close to being accurate.
When people say to me, when you're in that spiritual state, that spiritual state of being, how do you feel? And I said, I am nothing and everything all in one.
Mm. Well said.
So, and you know,
Beautifully.
how do you
Beautiful.
explain that? You know, you have to be there to know, right? And so again, if we
That's
stop
perfectly said.
intellectualizing everything and just understand that
Well, then you get out of it. Then
you
you're, as
get
soon
out
as
of
you do
it.
that, boom, you're gone.
Right,
If you start
exactly.
thinking about it, you're like, boom, it's like the light switch goes off. You're like, oh, wait, that was really good. I want back there.
Exactly. I get people sending me
Yeah.
questions, you know, when I'm going to interview them, and I said that, you know, that's all very fine. I said, I have your content. I know, you know, where we want to go on this, but it's what I call an organic show. We're going to go wherever we need to go because that's what the show is about. Whatever the people need to hear is what's going to be spoken about because we're going to be given what's needed to be spoken about as we go because we're tapped in, we're in the flow. And you know, I've done public speaking. What are you going to talk about? What are you going to address? And I said, look, my topic is this, but
Whatever is needed.
where that topic goes is it depending on the vibration of the audience because they're the ones that are going to conduct. I'm going to give them
It's
what they
about
need.
them.
Exactly.
Exactly. And that's the whole concept in this idea that you're there to serve the highest good. It's not about you. It's bigger than you. It's about serving the highest good, and that we're going to work in alignment because life is serving our highest good. That when we're serving the highest good, that's the intention. Then we're in that harmonic resonance. Then the openness and the availability, it just takes on a whole other, and then it's just an amazing experience. And then all of a sudden you have access to this wisdom. All of a sudden you know exactly what they need to hear, exactly what metaphors that will fit this perfect audience right here. And it's just that, imagine if people could figure out that that was normal, to live in this space was normal.
Yes.
And that's what I'm trying to get across, to make life the meditation, to make every thought a prayer, with that connection. And to think about that connection and that communion, that co-yule in spirit. And that with that alignment comes that connection. And then we have to, when we start to live it and be it all the time, then we can really serve the world. And that's what we're here to do. And whatever way spirit wants us to do it, we're not, I always joke to people thinking, do you think Jesus could have saved himself if he wanted to?
Exactly.
Right? I mean, but that was serving. I mean, what a privilege to show people that you're more than just this physical vessel, that this vessel, to bring yourself back, that you're a divine being. What a privilege. What an honor. Why would he want to change that story?
Yeah.
It changed the world.
Precisely.
Right?
And you know, the other thing where I constantly talk about, you know, the importance of self. And the importance of self is that you can't serve anybody if you're depleted. You know, you look at the cellular structure of the body, how many millions of cells are in the body, but each one of them needs to be plump and juicy and well. If it starts breaking down, that's when ill health sets in, discord and everything else breaks down. And so to the whole of your body, you're not being true. So if you look upon, you know, the universe and the collective as you are this beautiful cell, you need to be abundant and plump and juicy and full and vibrant and in love because that is how you serve everything. So it's not about the self-importance, which is ego and insecurity driven, but the importance of you is to be all that you can so that you can serve others. But it's not at the point of
And
being sacrificing.
well, what is there? I mean, it's so interesting, because you hear that often in the church or in the spiritual centers and things like that. And it's like when you're coming from a place of connection and you're coming from a place of serving the highest good, you will know exactly what your body needs. You'll know exactly what food your body needs for its highest good. You will know exactly how much rest and when to rest. You will know your body is perfectly designed to serve. And if the only way that you can do anything negative is to be in your head, where
Yeah.
you're disconnected, where
Yeah.
you're trying to guess or you're doing what other people are telling you to do. The fact is, you're the expert. It's your body, and it's perfect. It is the perfect spiritual system. It's got all these incredible energy centers. It's got this incredible brain that you're just tapping the potential of. I've been shown that, the only way that we access the rest of the brain is through the heart. We can't do it through on the physical level,
No.
we have to open the heart. And I know when my dad had a triple bypass surgery, I mean, imagine that. At 69, he had a triple bypass, and at 69, it finally opened his heart. And then I told him, I mean, man, they literally had to break open your sternum.
Yes.
I mean, your walls of protection. I always tell people that those walls of protection that you build up around yourselves, that's your prison.
Yes.
It's a self impose prison. Open your heart. Give your love. Free yourself up. And it finally did it. He got a chance to, you know, get to know his grandchildren, get to know himself, get to know his wife. Like, I'm like, man, life had to work hard on you.
Well, again, older generation permission, right? You know, the permission was not there.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and it was interesting too that when we found out from the doctor that he was gonna require a triple bypass surgery, you know, I got all excited. And I was really happy about it. My sisters and my mom were crying, and then they were mad at me because I was all happy. And they're like, what are you happy about? I'm like, this is great. This is fantastic. You know, finally, dad's heart's going to open, you know, and they literally got to crack open his chest and it's going to happen. And I can feel it. I know every fiber of my being. I know he's going to be great. I know he's going to be strong. I know he's going to come through this, and we're going to get to know the guy. What's not to be excited about?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're all crying.
And
they're looking at me like I'm from some other planet, like, you are weird or something's wrong with you. And I'm like, I'm not wrong. I can feel it. My whole body, everything's telling me right now that this is the greatest thing for all of us. And so I don't think they really caught on to that one.
Yeah, <no. laughs> Not quite there yet. Not quite there yet.
But that was the filter. You know what I mean? And it wasn't a thought. It wasn't positive thinking. It was every fiber of my being telling me. Like, it's so profound and pronounced that you just know. And I tell people there's this massive shift from faith to knowing, where faith comes from the head and it comes from a place of hope, where knowing comes from a place of just connection, that every fiber of your being is telling you and you know it to be true. And that is so powerful and so strong. And I like your wording that, you know, where the so few words can even attempt to. You know, seems like any word would be far too limited.
Well, exactly.
And attempt.
But, you know, that knowingness is just step into your knowingness, and that's allowing your divine intellect to come through the soul to resonate in the heart, because now the heart's ignited. Mm. It's in that truth. It's in that passion. It's in that flow. It gives it to the action. And now the
Can't
head
you just feel the vibration of that word
of
resonance?
Yes, exactly. It is. And you know, I'm about the symphony of life. And every single one of us has an instrument to play. And when we come together in harmony and we build that symphony, that music that resonates transcends all, transcends everything, and becomes
exactly.
that invitation to all. So let's, instead of looking at us trying to be in the limelight or play a different instrument, let's look at our beautiful gift that we have inside of us and bring it to our collective, uniting us together to create that harmony, because that's what the world needs, that's what we need, and that's what we're here to do.
Exactly. And life is the conductor.
Yes.
And the conductor knows what he's doing. The conductor is the expert. So we have to trust and pay attention, and then we can work in alignment. And, you know, part of my work is to make the connection, to unite and to transcend religion, to see that it's, you know, we don't have to coexist. We can do so much better than that. We can see that, you know, making this shift from the idol to ideal and making this expansion of consciousness where we go direct to source rather than trying to go through someone else who did it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And as we do that, we will start to see that how could there be war with that consciousness? How could we kill another person? How could you even kill an animal?
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't. Not
well,
under that consciousness.
No. If you look at animals right now, I believe that the animals have stepped into this beautiful new dimension of vibration and now teaching humans how to be human.
Well, I've met some old souls in some little cat and dog bodies that, boy, they have been, you know, the only person who ever made it into my dad's heart was this beautiful little cat. And the only person that got in there, and God bless her, you know, that took a strong soul to do that. And when you think about, look what's going on the planet, sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to get this across that we treat the planet and we treat animals and we treat other people exactly how we feel about ourselves.
Yes.
So if we
disposable.
Truly want to heal the
disposable.
World,
disposable.
Yeah, exactly.
Disposable. You know. Yeah.
Isn't that funny? That's so funny that you just said that. And just this idea that this connection to the same power and substance that sustains all of life, with that connection, that's our only way to save the planet.
Yeah,
Because
the
then
only
we'll
way.
start to treat the planet with love and respect and with kindness and with compassion. And then all of a sudden we'll see that the whole universe will respond to a collective higher consciousness. And so as you and I and all the others, as we raise the collective consciousness and everybody doing their part, like this beautiful symphony, that you, I love that analogy that you use. Can't you just get a full visual with that?
Yes.
I get the full visual with that. It's just just magnificent.
And if we step into that and know, yes, it can happen. Yes, it is happening.
It's happening.
You know, so just, it can happen in your life. All you have to be doing is willing to step in. Step in and do what you need to do.
It's already happening. So all you need to do is to
join us.
Participate.
It's fun. The water's great.
Exactly. And that's the just kind of people, like, it's happening anyway. It's happening with or without you. And I remember one time being in this really just in a beautiful place of consciousness, and I was talking with my spiritual guides, and they were giving me some advice on a relationship. And it was about, there was some fear in the relationship, and it was holding back the work. And what was important was the work. And so it was like, you know, this is what has to happen here. And if, you know, we're letting you know so that if you want to do it, it can be easy, or we can do it. it's like, do you want this to be easy or difficult? But this is what has to happen, because it's about the highest good. And whatever happens will be for the highest good for both of you. Everything serves the high, like, it's a perfect system.
Nothing is coincidental. I just did a beautiful interview that really has stayed with me. It's on the Bosnian pyramids. And, you know, this guy opened up the pyramids 11 years ago. Instead of bringing just archaeologists in there, he brought in scientists from all around the world. And what they've discovered about these pyramids, and there's 1,000 of them around the world, they're machines. The machines that were put here that will actually give us free energy, all the energy that the world needs, that the quality of water that was so healing, the quality of air, the vibration that it was resonating on, all of the answers are in that pyramid. Everything that we need to know. And the Russians are actually recreating these pyramids, and they have discovered the energy that's in there, the healing commodities, the everything else that's in there. And if we could get out of our own ego, our own greed, our own profit, everything we're asking for is already been here, and it's been here for thousands and thousands of years, right? Come on, folks, wake up.
Oh, I love that. Well, that's what I'm starting. I'm beginning with what I'm calling the Wake Up World Tour. Yeah, leading the evolution for a world of peace, hope, and sustainability. And just that idea that everything we need, we already have.
Yes.
We just have to learn how to use what's already been created for us. And that's just the perfect analogy. It's been here for 500 years, you know. How long did we live like the world was flat?
Yeah, exactly. And like this one pyramid is 34,000 years, right? So it's like the answers have always been there. Is that we got into our arrogance, and our arrogance became our ignorance.
And our soul's journey, and so we can have a sense, you know, because that's what Jesus used to tell me, to lighten up and to see a sense of humor. Life has a great sense of humor, and just to see it with a certain lightness, and to see that everything is in divine order, and it's all happening just the way it should, and to have some fun with it too from that perspective. And you know, it's pretty funny when you think of the you said we lived like the world was flat for a long time, and we didn't even know it. And during that whole time, we had boats.
But it's
like there wasn't something missing, you know, only fear. And right now, you know, some guy said, with all that getting to get understanding. And when we can break through this ignorance, you know, with understanding. And once we understand the journey, the soul's journey, the evolution of the soul, the awakening of the soul, this transformation from human to divine that life is supporting, then we can consciously participate it. We can make the connections between religions and science, and then we can all be on the same team. And then we have access to just like those pyramids. Then we can get out of our own way.
But you know, the thing is that so many scientists now are waking up. I've interviewed quite a number of quantum physics and quantum energy people. And, you know, what they're actually understanding now is that those that choose to live in spirituality They are people that are now measuring what spirituality is and understanding the quality of the energy. You know, the importance
they're doing
of the
scientific studies and
yeah, and it's like they kind of articulate it from a scientific point of view, but now they actually have a better respect for those that live in spirituality because they're living in what they're articulating. And they're understanding that there isn't a difference. It's just one is dissecting it and trying to understand it, and the other one is just getting on and living with it.
Yeah, and when those scientists who are living on that left side of the brain, you know, when they see that glowing spiritual person who's happy and connected and just glowing, you're like, I don't care who you are. You can be like, I want what that person has.
Exactly.
Like that
Harry met Sally. I want what she's having.
You know, I can't count how many times I've had people come up to me after a talk and said, I want whatever you have.
Exactly.
Whatever you got going on, like, I want some of that. And it's just like, and I just find it really funny. It's like, well, that's good because you're perfectly designed.
Right.
You know, everything you need, you already have. And now we're just going to learn how to use what's already been created for you. And you can access this will become your normal. And as quickly as you want, you can either do it slow or do it fast. You know, it's totally up to you. And I just think that's a really neat
make a decision, right? Do or don't. But you
know, this is what I was telling you that story about with my guides, because this is what I tell people, like, look, it's going to happen anyway.
Yes.
This is why you're here.
Get on with it. Yeah, exactly.
It's just like my guys told me, do you want to make this easy or difficult? It's totally up to you. We love you no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
this isn't about you. We're here to serve the highest good. So if you want to make it difficult, we're going to do what we have to do because, you know, we have to remove this energy and get the work through. And I'm like, yeah, but I'll try harder. You know, my ego's like, yeah, but I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll do this. And I can see them rolling their eyes. I call it the cosmic eye roll. They're shaking their heads.
Remember what Yoda said of Star Wars? You know, don't try, just do.
Exactly. Right? Don't think. Just shut up and do.
Yeah, exactly.
And just be present. But I find that place from trust. Without trust, my teachings, I call it alignment, activation, access. And so in alignment with the law of life, in alignment with our divine nature, in alignment with our soul's mission, when our words and actions, when everything is in alignment, then we're able to activate through giving and access this divine wisdom, love, and presence, and this whole other world that it's hard to even explain to people that exists when they don't know that they don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like those scientists.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the whole thing is... Sorry? Did I cut you? Lost you again?
No, it's just... Gotcha.
The whole thing about this needing to know is that I've gone and made decisions and done something that is completely out of my realm, like one of them investing in an electric motor technology that I have no comprehension of how it works. I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
You don't.
To know that it's important to the world. And that's all
exactly.
I need to know. And is that if we stop trying to analyze everything, I need to understand it. No, all you need to understand is use it, do it, right? You don't need to understand every nuance of it. If you've been given that overwhelming feeling that you need to do something, just go and do it. The understanding of it will come. Yeah, exactly.
And you'll notice too that even people, you'll notice how I learn so much about people by their vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who tell me that they get it, but whenever they open their mouth and they start to talk, their whole vocabulary is filled with fear, separation, limitation, and duality. So they don't know that they don't know. But they'll see that as they raise their consciousness, as they raise their vibration, their vocabulary will naturally adjust. That if you even try to speak a word of limitation or duality or something, you'll just start to crack up. Because it won't even be able to come out of your beautiful spiritual being, any words of limitation or fear or duality. If you even try to even utter those words, you just start to crack right up.
You know, I always say, take a conversation in your mirror, because your mirror won't let you get away with the lie. So we go and talk in your mirror, and that mirror will reflect back, really, man? Get real. You know that ain't true. Right? So
yeah, and just to know life is doing that all the time. And so it's I think that's just, if we know that, then we don't have to waste all that time trying to fool it, right?
Exactly. So tell us about the World Tour. Where is that starting? When is that starting? What are you doing? Where are you going?
Well, I just put up the website called the wakeupworldtour.com, and so I'll be which has some videos to introduce what the whole tour is about and what the message is about, and then I'll be starting that here in Southern California and moving north, and then hopefully be taking that around the world so we can raise this consciousness and heal this planet on all levels, and starting at the soul level. And you know, the same question that I was asked when given those 50 months to live was, what is the one thing that if I do this, everything else will fall into place?
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the situation on our planet, what is the one thing that if we do this, everything else will fall into place? So the war, the disease, the, you know, everything else will fall into place with this spiritual awareness, with all that getting, get understanding, to connect, unite, and transcend all the religions and science. And that's what the Wake Up World Tour is about. And that's what so on that website, and my normal website is humansinhealing.com. And that's where you can see the Evolve to Love teachings and the different programs I have available on leadership and healing, so they can integrate those principles and experience them. So it's not just a philosophy or an approach.
Right. You know, it's we're given everything that we need in life, you know, through I have a program called The View of Life, and it's always amazed me. It's just a simple journey that people take, but it's always amazed me of how many people go through life with blinkers on. And like, everything you need is right there. It's how do you see it? How do you interact with it? How do you pay attention to it? And if you're just going to walk with your head down and blinkers on and go, well, I want the answer, but you're not willing to lift up the head or hear it talk or interact, well, the answer can't come through. You're the one that's blocked it. So get out of your own way.
And just to let people know that, you know, life loves you so much. Yeah. It's not ever going to give up on you.
No.
It's like, you can give up on life, but it's never going to give up on you. So even if you got your head down and you're not going to pay attention, life is going to stick something right at your feet so you trip over it. You know, it's going to find a way to get your attention and not to hurt you, because it loves you so much. And it's just trying to support you, to wake you up, to get you to pay attention, because it's got work for you to do. Isn't that cool?
There's a great movie that I think everybody should go and see called Inside Out. It's an animated movie, and it talks about emotions and how every single emotion serves a purpose. If you're getting angry, you're getting mad, or you're feeling sad, it's the reflective of what's going on in your life right now. So pay attention. What are you sad about? What are you angry about? Spend the emotion. Don't get stuck in it. Move on. Because those emotions are just our interaction in life. It's feeding us back, you know, what we're giving out. So it's reflecting back where we're at. So don't ignore it. Don't get angry with it. Deal with it. And then move on.
Exactly. And we find this idea too with what do they call it? Maturity, right? And spiritual maturity. Then we begin to see that we feel less anger, and we feel more gratitude, and we feel more love, and because we see the world and we experience it differently. But just like you said, dis-ease comes from suppressed energy, comes from suppressed, whether it's suppressed love or suppressed anger, or, you know, all those emotions, they serve a purpose. They're all trying to support you. and so it's this, that's why I just try to get this, you know, people, we're perfectly designed. Perfectly.
But, you know, the other thing, I think...
Don't you want to know?
Exactly. Why don't you want to know? But the other thing is, you know, a lot of people think that once you step into spirituality, you become... just live in la la land, you know, rose colored glasses, and that you don't see what's going on in the world. Often been accused of that. And I say, no, I choose what I feed in the world. I can still be outraged by things that happen. But what I'm going to do, instead of giving that anger with that same energy that's out there, I give it love. Mm-hmm. I give it a conscious awakening. I wish for them to understand the pain they're inflicting so that they will stop. I give them a different energy. I'm not condoning what they're doing, but they've got to understand, why are they doing it? Where is it coming from? And if we go around hating everybody, that's all we're going to do is spread hate. If we go around to show love, but intolerance of your actions, that's a different vibration altogether.
Yeah, some guys said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do,"
Exactly.
right? And you look at like a situation like 9/11, right? And you think, what an opportunity for the world to raise the bar, to raise the standard, instead of fighting back and killing more people, to raise the bar, forgive them,
Correct.
for they know not what they do, and to reflect on what happened at that, during that tragedy, from the sense that, isn't it a tragedy that it took that kind of an event
Yes.
for people to come together from all walks of life, from all countries, to come together and work together without any problems? Everybody, it was now about something bigger than everyone,
But
and
you
it didn't
know,
matter if you were white or black or
didn't
Republican
matter.
or Democrat. It
Yeah.
didn't nothing of those None of those things. All it mattered now was what can I do to serve? What can I do to help? Who can I help? And it's like, imagine if it didn't take a tragedy to get into that place.
But you know, we've also
That would
got
be
to
pretty
understand
spectacular.
is that when things happen, we've got to understand what invitation do we send out. Because you're going to get what you're sending out. And if you're going to get violence, it's because that's what you sent out. You sent out hate, and
Well,
violence is
that's
going to
how
be
the
met up.
universe, as you sow, as you give, so it's how you receive. It's part of the perfection of the spiritual system. So by giving your love and being in alignment, then all of a sudden we have that total access. And that's where we see that even those, what we, on the surface are tragedies, we also see that they also bring light. The darkness brings to light the light. And
And
so
when light is shed on something, you see it for what it is, and you stop, being fearful of the things that you perceive that are around the corner. You're right, because when you walk
well,
in like a trust,
and that's the higher perspective. And from a higher perspective, you don't have to get caught up in the drama. You see, without this illusion of death, how would we learn? How would
Exactly.
we learn? And so if we understand, if you're actually connected and you're coming from a higher consciousness, you know that we're not just a human being here to have a human experience. You can see the bigger picture. You're part of the bigger picture. So even a physical death, a human death, it's not the end.
It's
It's just
just the
a,
end
you
of
know.
this vessel.
Yeah, and that's a role they chose to play in order to
Right.
raise the collective high. I mean, it's all just seeing. It's like seeing the either, seeing the world from. Right from the earth, and it looks real flat, and then going up high into the sky and going, oh, look at that, it's not what it appears to be.
And when we get out of our own ego, we actually understand nothing as appears. But at the same time, it just
Exactly.
simply is. And we just simply are. So.
Exactly. But that's how we can participate, and that's how we can do it. And I appreciate the opportunity to be here and to share that message, and I'm looking forward to hitting the road with the Wake Up World Tour, and be interesting to see if we can connect the different religions and science in a way that is non-threatening, that is loving, kind, and all-inclusive.
Basically, bottom line, all faiths are meant to be based in love and kindness. Not a dictatorship is
Amen.
mine is better than yours. If we get out of that ego of mine is bigger and better than yours, we will actually understand that love and kindness is everything because it equals
Exactly.
respect and tolerance. So, we don't tolerate each other. We have to learn to love and respect each other. Imagine if everybody was just a meat and potatoes through life. We need a smorgasbord. We need a buffet of all these beautiful spices and foods and everything. It doesn't mean you're going to eat everything there, but the option is there. But basically, everything is cooked with love. Everything is cooked
Right.
with love and
Amen.
eaten with love and respect. So let's raise that vibration, because all the answers that you want to human peace and love and kindness, it all starts with us. So once
And yeah,
again, sorry.
no, I just think it starts with that understanding, and with that understanding, and that's why I just love that expression. Like my favorite quote of all time is, "With all thy getting, to get understanding."
Because when we understand, we stop assuming. And when we stop assuming,
Exactly.
we stop condemning and stop judging. So, yeah,
Oh,
knowledge
you've
is.
done this before.
I've done this before. I have, definitely. Yeah, exactly.
I love it. I love it. That's fantastic.
Well, I'd love you to come back again later when you've been on the tour and share, what happened on the tour and how many people woke up and what they woke up to. So, I'd love you to come back later on.
Oh, well, I'd love to. That would be great, and I appreciate it. It makes me laugh when you said before that people think, oh, it's the spiritual stuff. It's all hokey pokey type of, you know, you're just sitting around in meditating all day long, and like you and I were talking before the show, it's like you've never been busier.
Exactly.
And when people say that, I'm like, I wish.
Yes.
Yeah, don't I wish?
Yes.
I'm like, never been busier in my life,
exactly.
And which is really funny. Life is an action sport. It's not a spectator sport.
Exactly, and it is about, you know, just keeping the flow going, keeping the story going, keeping the invitation going with the inspiration. And, you know, we know that when we're inspired by somebody, that becomes that invitation to look inside ourselves. And we've got to remember, life is living from the inside out. And when we do that, soul, heart and spirit out, we then get what we need on the outside. But if you're looking always outside for everything, you'll always be empty on the inside. So we've got to be willing to go in. Have to be willing to go in. So give us your sites again.
Yeah. It's the humansinhealing.com is my main website, and the Wake Up World, or actually just wakeupworldtour.com is for the Wake Up World Tour website as well. So they can see some videos on there too, and I put some on for my YouTube channel is Soulution TV, and I've put up some nice little little 2 to 4 minute videos there with certain topics that we've talked about in this show that I just kind of introduce and give something for people to think about.
And your book is Humans in Training: The Evolution of the Soul, and you have a couple more books coming out soon.
Yes, the Humans in Healing: The Expansion of Consciousness, Humans for Giving: The Evolution of Leadership, and Humans in Love: The Evolution of Healing. And so those are that's all the stuff they're giving me. They're giving me a lot, so I don't know about this doing nothing stuff.
Exactly.
Once that door opens, I'm like, damn, I need some sleep.
Yeah, and, exactly, exactly. But you know, the thing is when you love what you do, because what you do is it with love. It's not work. It's conviction, it's passion,
oh,
it's calling.
Yeah, it's
so,
a privilege, and
yes,
and they're there all the time too, and they're the funniest. I find the guys and they're just the funniest. They got the greatest sense of humor always, so they've got me laughing all the time, so thank goodness for that. I appreciate it, and they're keeping me light.
Yes, exactly. Don't sweat the small stuff, don't take it yourself so seriously, right? You know,
exactly, get
out
over
of
yourself,
your own
yeah
way, really. Yeah, lighten up. The answers
up, yeah,
are all there when we choose not to put on the heavy coat. You know, a lighter coat will do. So
exactly. Well, I love you, Sarah. Thank you so much for your time and for such a fun interview. And love to be able to do that again sometime. But keep with the beautiful work you're doing and the light you're shining. It's just fantastic. I'm so glad we connected.
Oh, ditto, my dear, ditto. And yes, you know, you're out there on tour and you're spreading that light and you're awakening people's souls and spirits. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Because the more we do, the more we raise the vibration, the more we heal the planet, the more the universe isn't sweating, going, oh my God, what are they going to do to themselves? You know, we become the solution that is needed by raising our vibration. So thank you for getting out there and spreading the message.
Oh, thank you for acknowledging, and I appreciate that. And namaste. I see the Christ in you, and thank you so much for all you do.
Bless you. Thank you very much. So, folks,
okay,
Remember, it's up to you. It's up to you. You've got to be willing to take the journey. And I promise you, when you do, and you take off that heavy coat of expectation, and you just step into simply into the love and light and what you're here for, you will understand what we're talking about. So don't be afraid. The water is great, and we're friendly. Bye, folks.
Ha ha ha.